Good evening, everyone. I just came back from a two-week trip in Thailand. And we went around to visit some of the churches in Thailand, and we were spending lots of time with non-believers in Thailand.
我哋喺泰國見咗好多未信主嘅朋友，並且咧去過好多嘅教會。
And our theme of that 2 weeks was being rooted in Jesus Christ. That's a message for the Thai people, but it's also a wonderful message for us today.
喺泰國嘅時候，我哋嘅主題咧就係用呢個深深扎根喺主耶穌裏邊，亦都係好適合我哋今日嘅主題。
Before we start, why don't we bow our heads and we have a word of prayer.
我哋請低頭先祈禱。
Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you so much.
天父，我哋好感謝你。
That, Father, we are here in this time of Christmas and New Year.
天父，我哋正係嚟到啱啱聖誕同新年之間嘅日子。
Father, we choose to be here in this moment to worship together and to be with one another in studying your word.
主，我哋係特別好有幸能夠彼此一同嘅研讀聖經，並且嚟到敬拜你。
And no matter if we have been coming to church for a short while or a long time, Father, we pray that your word really speak to us today.
無論我哋嚟咗教會好短嘅時候，或者係好長嘅時候。 天父，我哋都祈求你嘅话语深深印喺我哋嘅心里边。We
pray this in Jesus' name.
我哋奉主耶稣基督嘅名求。Amen.
Before I start, I want you to imagine a husband and his pregnant wife, and they're just about to give birth.
喺我哋未开始之前，我想你哋大家想象一下。 有一個好年青嘅爸爸同埋佢懷新孕嘅妻子，而且咧係快要生產啦。And
for some reason, they cannot go to a hospital to give birth.
係有某一種原因，佢哋冇辦法揾到個醫院咧，可以喺嗰度誕生。And
what's worse, they can't even be at home because their landlord is telling them, no, you can't be here right now.
佢哋仲唔可以喺屋企接生，因為咧佢哋個屋主就話你唔可以喺呢度生仔㗎。And
so this couple, they decided to go out and try to find maybe a friend's house. But even their friend says to them, no, you can't be here right now.
佢哋咧甚至去揾朋友幫忙，去個朋友屋企，有朋友話你唔可以喺我呢度生仔㗎。And
so they decided to go to a hotel and they asked them, oh, is there space for us to give birth here? But even the hotel says, no, we don't want you here.
咁佢哋甚至咧就揾到酒店，想租間房，但係咧酒店都話，你唔可以喺呢度生產㗎。And
the time has come for the baby to be born right then and there. How desperate would that moment be?
時候到了, B B要出世了,
I think you would imagine that would be a very desperate situation for this family.
我想你可以想像得到呢,这个家庭呢,是几咁焦急。
I don't even know what I would do in that situation.
我们的传道呢,都不可以想像在那个情形之下,他会怎么做。
But the baby must be born. The only thing I could think of is just to find some kind of box and then have some crumpled newspaper to put in the box so that when the baby is born, I would put my baby there.
我只是想到呢,我可以找到个纸箱都好啦,咁里面呢,就扎埋啲旧报纸,咁最少个BB出世,我都可以放个BB喺个纸箱度。
And if you were walking by in that moment and you saw that my baby were born in this place, what would you think?
如果你當時剛剛行過,見到我BB是擺個紙箱報紙上面,你會當時會點諗呢?
Would you think that this baby is a special baby?
你會不會覺得這個BB是很奇特的將來?
Would you think this baby would grow up to have a wonderful life?
你觉得这个 BB 会不会生长，将来呢，有一个很美满的人生？
Would you think that I am a good husband in doing this?
你会不会觉得我是一个很好的丈夫，是将个 BB 放在个纸箱里？
These are very natural questions to think about when we see something like that happen.
如果在我们面前见到一幅这样的景象，这个是很自然会这样想的。
But that is exactly how Jesus Christ was born.
但是圣经就是这样记载，耶稣基督就是这样诞生。
I want us to look at those verses again and look at how Jesus was born.
我们再看路加福音第二章，很清楚讲到耶稣是怎样诞生。
Verses 1 to 7 in Luke chapter 2, I'll read it in English first. It says,In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinus was governor of Syria. And everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David.Because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
是《路加福音》第二章第一节这样说，当那些日子，该撒阿古士督又旨意下来，叫天下人民都报名上册，这是居利纽作叙利亚巡抚的时候，头一次行报名上册的事，众人各归各城报名上册，约瑟也从加利利的拿撒勒城上犹太去，到了大卫的城，名叫伯利恒。因他本是大卫一族一家的人，要和他所聘之妻玛利亚一同报名上册。那时玛利亚的身孕已经重了，他们就是那女的时候，玛利亚的产期到了，就生了头胎的儿子，用布包起来放在马槽里，因为客店里没有地方。
I really want to lookAt where Jesus was born, and it reads that Mary placed him in a manger.
我咧特别想大家睇到耶稣诞生嘅地方，就讲到玛利亚将佢放喺马槽里。
Sometimes when we talk about what the manger is, we like to make it look very cute. Sometimes, like, oh, Jesus, he was put in a manger, and it looks so adorable.
很多时候我们想象耶稣在生在马槽的时候，我们都是想到一幅是很可爱很得意的图画，哦，我们的主耶稣一个 BB 生在马槽里。
But the opposite of that is actually much more true.
但是其实呢，一点都不可爱在那地方。
If you think of what a manger is, it is a place where your animals would eat out of. You put all the animal food thereAnd I wouldn't think that is a very clean place.
在马槽呢，其实就是啲动物呢喺嗰度，牛羊喺嗰度食嘢嘅地方，我谂一啲都唔干净。
And I've seen how animals normally eat food. They're normally chewing at it very fast, and they're getting saliva all over the place. Sometimes they don't even finish all their food.
我咧就见过牛羊系点样食嘢嘅，佢哋食嘢嘅时候咧又食得好快，又好粗鲁咁，咁嗰啲口水咧就周围都飞，咁有时候食唔晒，咁搞到周围都好污糟。
But Jesus was born in a manger, and that's what we read in the Bible.
但喺圣经好清楚话俾我哋听，耶稣就系诞生喺马槽嗰度。
If people were to look at how Jesus was born, they might not think he was very special.
如果人是看到耶稣在马槽的时候，他们一定会觉得他不是一个什么特别的人。
And since we know that Jesus is the Son of God and the King, we are thinking, ah, he should be born in a much more beautiful place.
因为我们很清楚知道耶稣基督又是神，又是一位王。所以他应该诞生在一些很特别、很漂亮、很华丽的地方。
We might think Jesus, when he was born, he should have been born in a very big room, very clean, many servants around to help.
我们可以想象耶稣如果降生的时候，应该是一个很大的房间，那里有很多佣人，也都是很华丽的。
But Jesus wasn't born like that, and I have to think about questions. Why would God do that in the story of Jesus' birth?
为什么在耶稣诞生这个故事里面，神是特别安排主耶稣诞生在马槽呢？
There are many truths we can learn from this, but the first truth goes like this. How you start your life is not necessarily how you will live your life.
我们在这里看到很多的真理，但是有一个第一点很重要的真理，就是你怎样开始你的生活，不是代表你以后的人生是一定这样过渡。
We humans, we are sinful people, and we normally like to judge people on where they are from.
我们其实都是罪人，我们很多时候会批判人的出生是怎样。
In Vancouver, there's a place that is often known as a place that is a poor place or a place where people don't normally want to spend their time.
在温哥华咧都有啲地方，嗰笪地方咧系好多罪恶嘅地方。我哋普通咧啲人都唔想行到去嗰头嘅。
And in Vancouver, if someone told you that they were born there, they grew up there, they spent their livelihood there, you might think, oh, they're not a very special person.
如果有人告诉你，他们就在那笪地方，温哥华那笪地方那里出世，并且在那里生长，那你就会觉得他都不会是有什么的成就。
And one time, I was guilty of doing that. I prejudged someone based on where they lived.
有一次咧，我都犯咗咁嘅錯誤咧，就係我知道嗰個人喺邊度出生、喺邊度成長嘅時候咧，我就心裏邊批判咗佢啦。
He once told me that he was born and raised in the east side of Vancouver.
佢咧曾經同我講，佢就喺温哥華東區咧呢一個充滿罪惡嘅地方嗰度成長出生。
And so I thought right away in my mind, I thought.Oh, this person, maybe he's not very hardworking, maybe he's a very poor family, those kinds of things.
咁我即刻就会谂，哦，或者佢家庭真系好穷嘅，或者咧佢都唔会好勤力读书嘅。
But I was very wrong.
但系其实我完全错晒。
I quickly found out that he is a very smart person, that he goes to University of British Columbia, he's an engineer.And he works very, very hard.
我后来才知道原来他是很勤力读书的，很勤力做工，并且去大学里面是读工程系。
Where he started was not necessarily how he would live his life.
他怎样开始他的生活，是并不代表他的人生，一生就是这样过渡。
Jesus was born in a manger, but the manger was not his future.
耶稣是降生在马槽，但是马槽不是代表他以后的人生。
We all know that Jesus is very special, and the question is why?
我们知道主耶稣是很特别的，问题是怎样特别呢？
Jesus is special because his roots are not in the manger, his roots are because he is the Son of God.
耶稣基督的扎根是不是在马槽那里，乃 是因为他是神的儿子。
Jesus is the Son of God. He is both God and human at the same time.
但耶稣基督是神，又是人，是亦同时候是神的儿子。
And so because he is God, he is worshipped by everyone. So I want to read the next few verses of that chapter.
是因为他是神，所以我们都来到敬拜他。 在路加福音第二章第八节一路讲。
And it reads in English, and there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were so terrified. But the angel said to them, do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.
在路加福音二章八节那里说，在百里行之野地里有牧羊的人，夜间按着更次看守羊群，有主的使者站在他们旁边，主的荣光四面照着他们，牧羊的人就甚惧怕。那天使对他们说，不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的，因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。你们要看见一个婴孩包着布卧在马槽里，那就是记号了。
Jesus was born in a manger. He started in this place that was kind of dirty and unsightly, but his purpose is that he is the Son of God and he is the Savior.
耶稣可能是他是诞生在一个马槽，很污糟，很卑微的地方，但是他一生是有目的的，因为他是神的儿子，是我们的救主。
Where Jesus started was not defining of the way he lives his life.
耶稣的出生一点都不代表他的人生。
Everyone here, no matter where you have started, it does not define where you are going.
无论你的出身是怎样，亦都不会代表你以后的人生是怎样过渡。
Do not be discouraged of what kind of livelihood you had in the past. Your future has not yet been determined.
所以无论你的过去是怎样，你的将来根本仍然都未是最后的句号。
What you root yourself in will greatly determine your future.
你今日扎根在什么东西那里，就会决定你将来的人生。
And Jesus, he was rooted in God.
耶稣基督是扎根在神的里面。
A next very basic question is to ask everyone here, what are you rooted in?
是最实际的问题，就是问下你的扎根是扎在什么东西那里
呢？ I look around the room and it looks like we're all very Chinese.
我看到我们全部都是中国人。
Maybe you were born in Hong Kong and you immigrated here in Canada.
或者你是出生在香港，那你移民来加拿大。
Or maybe you were born in other places and for some reason you found yourself here in Canada.
或者你在其他的地方，然后最后移民来温哥华。
Perhaps you feel rooted in your identity of being your ethnic identity, which is either Chinese or something to that effect.
你的扎根可能是因为你是很自豪，你是中国人。
Or besides that, maybe you have a different root. Maybe you're someone who has dedicated your life to your business, and everything that you've done in life was only for your business.
或者你的扎根是扎根在你的生意那里，那你一生都是为你的生意，为你的事业而努力。
Maybe you're a person that grew up with very strong family values, and the way that you are rooted in is to take care of your family very, very deeply.
或者你的人生的扎根是在你家庭观念里面，是很重，要照顾你家里所有的人。
Maybe you consider yourself a good mother, or a good father, or a good son or daughter, and you feel deeply invested in your family.
或者你是一个很好的爸爸，很好的妈妈，然后你的一生是扎根是于照顾你的儿女，照顾你的家庭。
Maybe you have a very special talent, and you feel that in your life you have identified with this special talent, and you feel like you are deeply invested in what you do.
或者你有很特别的才能，那你一生呢就是扎根在你自己很特别的才能，其他人都没有的，那你呢就在那里是发展。
Maybe you wake up in the morning and you think to yourself, I'm a good person and I have my identity in being that good person. I'm going to be good to other people too.
或者你是朝头早起身的时候，你是一个很好的人，那你的自我形象呢就觉得周围要去帮人了。
Or maybe the opposite. Maybe when you're trying to sleep at night, you say to yourself, I'm a terrible person and I'm shameful for all the bad things I've done in my life.
或者是反而是相反的，你临睡前呢就想到自己做过很多不好的事，伤天害理，你觉得你自己真的很羞愧，是一个特别的坏人。
All of the things that I have just said are ways we feel like we have roots in.
刚才我们所提到的呢就是我们人生里面扎根的很多方面。
No matter what kinds of roots you have at the momentI'm telling you, you need to have roots in Jesus Christ.
所以无论你扎根于在你人生什么方面都好，今日你一定要扎根于在耶稣基督里面。
And that is the second truth today. The second truth is that you need to have roots in Jesus Christ.
第二点的真理，我们今日要明白的就是你的扎根一定要在基督里面。
I'll read just two verses out of Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 and 7, and that will explain to us why being rooted is so important.
我呢是会从哥罗西书二章六至七节嗰度就解释俾我哋听点解扎根于耶稣系咁重要。
Verse 6 says, So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in him.Rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith that you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness.
是哥罗西书二章六至七节咁话：你们既然接受了主基督耶稣，就当遵他而行，在他里面生根建造，信心坚固，正如你们所领的教训，感谢的心也增长了。
I want to ask everyone a question. Have you seen someone who's come to church for a short while and for some reason they stopped coming to church?
你在教会里面有没有见过一些人，他来了很短的时候，之后呢你就再没有见过他了。
Have you ever asked yourself why this happens?
你有没有问过自己为什么会这个人再不回教会呢？
First of all, there are many reasons why that happens.
当然有很多理由人没有回教会。
But I want to share with you a very common reason why people stop coming to church.
但是我跟大家分享一个很普遍的理由。
The most common reason why people stop coming to church is that they do not have deep roots in Jesus.
有很多人没有回到教会就是因为他们的扎根不是在基督里面。
A long time ago, I had a friend who...doesn't normally go to church.
好耐之前，我有个朋友，佢唔系翻教会嘅。
And one day she came to me and said, "Justin, I'm starting to go to church." And of course, I was very happy.
有一日佢嚟同我讲，佢话 ，Justin， 我而家翻教会啦，咁当然我好开心啦。
And then 5 months later, she came to me and said, "Justin, I'm already a Bible study leader and a fellowship leader."
咁五个月之后，佢就嚟同我讲，佢话我已经系做咗教会里边嘅查经组长，又做埋团契组长。
And I had a very surprised concern in my heart.
我心里边有啲担心，又有啲惊讶。
But in that moment, I didn't say anything.
啊，当时咧，我冇咩点样答复佢。
I asked her later about her serving, and what she said greatly disturbed me.
我后来咧又问佢，即系侍奉咧系点样样？咁但系佢嘅答案咧令到我咧仲更加担心。
She said, "Yeah, I am. I'm growing so fast, and Justin, it's so easy.
他说是啊，我生长得很快在教会，而且这些侍奉很容易而已。
And when I heard that, I was very concerned.
我听到之后，心里面好不安乐。
2 years later,
是两年之后，
I asked someone that goes to that church that my friend went to.
我是问到他教会里面一个弟兄姊妹。
I asked her, oh, how is my friend doing?
我就问那个人，我朋友怎么样最近？
She said, she doesn't come to church anymore.
那他就告诉我，他再没回教会了。
Was I surprised?
我是不是真的觉得很奇呢？
I was not surprised.
我一点都不觉得奇。
I was not surprised because this person did not have deep roots in Jesus Christ.
我一点都不觉得奇，因为他的扎根不在基督里面。
Now, let's understand this properly. It's not because it was too quick. People can grow fast with deep roots, so it's not about being quick.
个问题呢，不是出在因为他来教会很短时候，因为在很短时候，有些人的扎根可以很深的。
And the opposite is true. People can go to church a long time and still do not have deep roots.
另外相反呢，又可以有些人来教会很久的时间，但是他的扎根是很肤浅。
So it's not about the time.
所以跟时间没什么关系。
It's about the quality of the time that we spend while going to church.
是其实是讲到时间那个质素，我们在教会里面那个时间那个长短的质素。
It's about what we do with that time that we spend in church.
是我们在教会里面怎样来到用我们的时间。
My mom has been going to church for a long time.
我妈妈呢，就是回了教会很久了。
Oh, I love my mommy, don't get me wrong.
是我先至声明我很爱我妈妈的。
She raised me, she clothed me, she sheltered me.
我阿妈呢，为我啦。食啦，俾衫我着啦，养我啦。
But sometimes I feel that my mom's roots in Jesus Christ can be a little bit deeper.
我咧有时觉得我妈妈如果佢嘅扎根可以再深啲就好啦。
I know that because sometimes when I ask my mom, "Mom, how is your church doing?" she gives me a not the response I'm looking for.
有时我会问她，妈妈，咁你最近教会生活点啊？咁佢嘅答案咧系令到我有啲担心嘅。
Sometimes she says to me, "Justin, don't ask me about church. I just want to go to church, sing songs, have dim sum, and come home."
佢系同我讲，佢话 Justin， 你唔好问我咁多关于教会啦。我其实翻教会有时就系唱下诗歌，跟住去食啲点心，咁啊嗱嗱声翻屋企。
And because I'm a good son, I be quiet, I listen. Okay, I understand.
啊，因为我系一个好嘅仔，咁所以咧我就唔会教训佢，咁啊就系听咗，咁啊冇答到。
But is my concern? My concern is that when we come to church.It is much more than just singing and eating.
我担心嘅就系我哋嚟到教会唔系咁简单，净系唱下歌，跟住又去食点心。
There are ways for us to develop deep roots.
其实我哋系好多机会能够将我哋嘅根咧系扎深啲嘅。
Let's look at what it means to have deep roots in Jesus.
我们看看什么叫做将个根是扎深在耶稣基督。
Two great images I would love to use is looking at plants and looking at these big buildings in Vancouver.
我最喜欢用的两个例子呢，就是看看那些植物生根，还有温哥华那些高楼大厦。
When we think about plants, we all know why roots are so important for plants.
我们看到植物就知道根是多么重要。
Plants need that water and the nutrients to make sure it's alive and that it can able to stand up.
是我们知道植物能够生长呢，是因为它有很深的根，是去找到一些水和一些营养。
And as the plant grows, the roots grow deeper and even wider to be able to find all the water and all the nourishment it needs.
当个植物长得越高越大的时候呢，它的根就越来越深，越来越远，以致呢，它可以找到更多的水源，更多的营养。
You might not know this, but some trees have roots so far down into the ground, it's almost as tall as the tree itself.
我不知道你知不知道有些树，它们的根是跟棵树一样那么高，那么长。
So for us, if we consider ourselves Christians and people that want to grow, we also need to have roots, not looking for water, but spiritual water.
如果我们是基督徒的，我们要灵命生长的，我们一定都要有很深的根，就是要找那些属灵生命的水。
So things like you coming to church, you're reading the Bible, you're able to love and care for each other, and you're able to serve one another.
如果你来到教会的时候，这些属灵生命的活水呢，就是我们一起研读圣经，我们彼此相爱，彼此关顾。
Sometimes it requires us to ask questions that we don't understand of the Bible, and sometimes it could be very hard questions. Sometimes you make your Sunday school teacher feel a little bit worried.
或者我们来到读圣经的时候，我们又很好奇，要问一些呢很想知道的问题，甚至令到你的主日学老师呢都头痛。
When I was young, I for sure asked many, many tough questions, and I have bothered my Sunday school teacher very much.
当我年轻的时候，我来到教会，很好奇的，很多东西关于圣经我都要问，令到我的主日学先生呢真的很担心又头痛。
But when you do this, and you do more of this, your roots are spreading. They're searching. They're looking for more and more so that you can grow.
是当你对圣经真的这么有研究，这么有兴趣的时候，你的根呢，其实会越扎越深。
One time, I was very young, and I wanted to help my mom in the garden.
当我小个的时候，有一次我在花园里呢，很想帮我妈妈。
I said, Mom, I want to help you do the plants.
咁我话我想帮你种喺后院种啲嘢。
She says to me, Justin, you see these weeds? You gotta pull them right up.
咁佢话我妈妈就话你睇唔睇到有好多杂草啊？你掹杂草就得啦。
I'm thinking, what? This is a plant. You want me to rip up this plant?
咁我就觉得啫，系啲植物啫嘛，掹出嚟。
It's green, it looks like it's a plant. Why am I killing this plant?
咁我就奇怪，点解佢呢个植物明明有根嘅，咁我要掹咗佢出嚟咧？
She says to me, Justin, it looks like a plant, but it's not a plant.
咁我妈就话俾我听，呢啲杂草个样就似植物，但系咧系一啲冇价值嘅植物。
For a 10-year-old, I'm very confused.
当时我得十岁，所以我好唔明白。
But we all know why it's important to take up the weeds.
我是到今日知道，其实掹杂草是非常之重要。
The weeds are taking up the water and the nutrients that the plant needs.
因为杂草亦都是攞咗真正好嘅植物所有嘅水同埋营养。
And if you have too many weeds in your garden, your actual plants are not going to grow.
如果你的花园是很多杂草的时候，你特别种那些很漂亮的花草就不会生长。
If we are all plants trying to grow in this church, let me tell you, we got some spiritual weeds among us.
所以如果我们在教会里面要生根建造，要扎根在基督里面，我们一定不可以有很多杂草在这
里。The question is,What do these spiritual weeds look like?
咁呢啲属灵嘅杂草又系乜嘢呢？
Let's put into perspective for you. There are things in life that take up your time, take up your energy, take up your focus away from what's really important.
或者我们可以这样说，在你的生命生活里面一定有很多东西你用了很多时间在那里，又花了很多精力很多心血，这些东西就是将你拎开离开属灵的事。
Let's talk about my sister.
又讲下我姐姐。
She went to church many years.
她去了教会很多年。
But as she grew up, oh, there were a lot of spiritual weeds.
但在她成长里面呢，她生命很多属灵的杂草。
She started working at a restaurant as a server.
她是开始呢在一个餐馆做企台。
And as a server,You get lots of tips.
咁咧，佢啊好多額外嘅 tips。
At her age, being 18 and 19, she had a lot of spending money.
佢當時只係得18、19歲，但係佢嘅零用錢多到不得了。
As she grew up, she had a lot of attention from boys.
因為佢又係18、19歲啦，咁啊好多男仔咧係中意佢。
She spent her money in areas that were very unwise.
咁佢啲钱零用钱咧就花晒喺一啲咧唔系好智慧嘅地方。
She decided that work was the most important thing in her life.
咁佢咧就决定佢嘅经济来源就系因为佢做工，所以做工咧就系最紧要噶啦。
I wish I could say that she is someone who goes to church every week and serves in her church and is a very loving, patient person, but I'm afraid I cannot say that.
我但愿我可以好自豪咁话，佢系一个好爱教会，又时常参加侍奉，又好关心其他人嘅好嘅基督徒。但系咧，我觉得佢唔系。
There's too many spiritual weeds in her life.
因为在他的生命里面有很多这些属灵的杂草。
And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that working is bad.
我不是告诉大家做工不好。
I'm not saying finding a boyfriend or girlfriend is bad. I'm not saying that.
我不是说有男仔追你是不好。
What I'm saying is that if your life is concentrated on all of these things in life, and if you have no time to focus on God,We have a problem.
我只是说到，如果你在生命里面有这么多其他的东西你关注的，而你不能够关注在基督里面，那这个就是有问题了。
The love of money is certainly a major spiritual weed.
是贪爱钱财，在我们属灵生命里面是一个很明显的杂草。
As Chinese people, I think we understand clearly that our reliance and our security in money is problematic when it removes our focus and security away from God.
我哋因为系大家都会明白喺我哋嘅文化里边好着重钱财嘅时候，用咗我哋好多嘅精神同埋注意力，令到我哋对于属灵嘅事就冇咗嗰种嘅兴趣。
I love my sister. Don't get me wrong. I saw her the other day.
我亦都先至声明，我其实好爱我家姐嘅，我时常都会见到佢。
But I think many people in this world, including myself, have spiritual weeds in our lives, and we need to remove them.
我相信在座大家，我哋生命属灵里边都系有好多嘅杂草，我哋系需要清除。
Develop those plants.Develop those roots like a plant, and I want you actively looking for ways to keep growing.
我哋更加需要就系将嗰个眼光摆喺点样样令到自己嗰啲根系扎深啲，系能够得到更多属灵嘅成长。
When we look at a very big building in Vancouver, there are reasons why a building does not fall down.
我哋睇到温哥华好多高楼，但系好少有冧楼嘅事。
And we all know why. It's because engineers that build the building, they're smart.
我哋知道点解系因为建筑师同埋啲工程师咧，系佢哋好聪明。
They're smart enough to know that if you're going to make a building, especially in Vancouver, there's going to be rain and wind and all of these things that are going to try and push this building over.
他们未做建筑之前，他已经知道计过在温哥华一定有很多雨水，一定有很多飓风，咁咧嚟到打击呢啲高楼大厦。
And so because the engineers are smart, they make sure the foundation that the building is on and how the building is made is strong enough to withstand all that rain and wind that the building will be exposed to.
他们在计算个根基的时候已经知道一定要很稳固，以致暴风雨来到的时候，那个高楼大厦不会倒塌。
So as Christians, as we're coming to church, we're smart too.
基督徒，我们其实来到教会，我们都很聪明的。
You know for a fact, and I'll guarantee it, that in life you will be exposed to problems and winds and rain.
我可以保证在你的人生里面一定会遇到很多暴风雨，很多很强大的雨水。
These are like the spiritual storms and the spiritual winds that try to blow us over, to make us break.
这些就是属灵的暴风雨，想令到我们会倒塌，会失败。
It could be anything. It could be a loved one that is suddenly in the hospital.
就好像这些暴风雨，就好像突然间你有一个坏消息，很爱的人有急事入咗医院。
It could be someone at church that you're trying to bring many times, but then they stop coming.
或者你系落咗好多心机想带一个朋友翻教会信耶稣，但系咧佢一路咁拒绝都冇翻嚟。
Maybe when you're coming to church, there are people in church that are not treating you well.
或者系你翻到嚟教会，你又觉得人哋对你一啲都唔关心唔爱护。
Maybe there's people in your life that's always asking you for money, and you're really nice, you give money, and but they never repay you.
或者喺你嘅朋友家人中间，有人成日问你借钱，借咗啲钱又唔谂住还嘅。
There are things in life that will surely happen that will try to knock you over.
喺你人生里边一定会发生呢啲事，系会令到你跌倒嘅。
And if we're smart, we will know how to build our foundation strong so that no matter what happens, we will still worship Jesus Christ.
所以如果你是聪明的，你就会将这个根基建立得很稳固，以致无论发生什么事，你都不会倒塌。
It's very concerning when I meet some Christians and they say to me, Justin, don't worry. God will protect me. Nothing wrong will happen.
我最怕咧就系有啲基督徒见到佢哋嘅时候，佢同我讲话：你唔使担心我噶，耶稣基督一定保佑我，乜嘢事都会顺利嘅。
I ask him, "Which Bible are you reading?"
我会问佢：你读边本圣经噶？
Because the Bible I read says, "Blessed are you when you go through hard times."
但我读嗰本圣经就话俾我听，系遭遇苦难嘅人有福啦。
Before we end, I want to look at that last couple words in the scripture, verses 6 and 7.
喺我哋结束之前，睇下哥罗西书头先读嘅第二章6至7节最尾嗰几句。
In verse 7, it says, "Rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught." And overflowing with thankfulness.
在第七节说，在他里面生根建造，信心坚固，正如你们所领的教训，感谢的心也更增长了。
Overflowing with thankfulness. This is very interesting.
这个是很特别的一节，他说感谢的心也更增长了。
I think you understand when I say that it's easy to be thankful in like very good times.
我想你会明白，如果我话事情好顺利嘅时候咧，你好感恩，这个系好容易明白嘅。
It's easy to be thankful when you're surrounded by family, you're having dinner, everyone is very happy.
我諗我哋好容易感恩，尤其是咧我哋屋企人個個都喺度啊，朋友喺側邊啊，我哋又食緊飯啊。
It's easy to be thankful when you think of your family and everyone is successful, going to university. Seems like there's a lot of great future here.
係或者你睇到你周圍啊。兒女啊，朋友啊，佢哋咧事業成功啊，學業成功啊，咁你覺得好感恩。
It's easy to be thankful when you're at a restaurant and you can order all these very fancy meals, knowing that you could afford this. You have the bank account to pay for these things.
或者你好感謝，好感恩，因為咧你銀行户口咧可以俾你咧去食好多靚嘢。
Well, let me tell you, it is very difficult to be thankful when we are in the hardest times in our life.
但是当我们人生遭遇一些很困难、很惨痛的事的时候，我们觉得很难感恩。
But I think Scripture is telling us that no matter what kind of circumstances we are in, we will always be overflowing with thankfulness.
但是圣经就提醒我们，无论发生什么事，顺境逆境，我们都可以有感谢的心。
And that's what it looks like when you know you are deeply rooted in Jesus. You know it because no matter the circumstances, you are always thankful.
你知道你的根扎得很深在基督里面，就是因为在无论什么环境，你都可以很感恩。
In times when you think things are really tough, being able to be thankful that God is still in control, that is amazing.
所以当你环境很困难的时候，你却是很清楚神在掌管一切，你又很感谢祂，这个是很奇妙，很奇特的事。
When you meet someone like that, it is hard to be not amazed.
当你遇到一些这样的人的时候，你的心里面会很震撼。
Normally, when you meet someone that has gone through terrible times, we try to sympathize and we feel sorry for them.
我哋知道人哋环境好困难嘅时候，我哋会特别同情佢啊，甚至想揾啲说话嚟安慰佢。
Which is very natural. I'm not saying that is wrong, but generally we think that the person is also feeling very unthankful.
我哋咧就好自然覺得咧，呢個人佢當時一定咧係心裏邊係好苦啦。
But then when you meet someone who is going through extremely tough times, but can still worship God and acknowledge that He is in control, that is very amazing.
所以咧，當你遇到一個咁特別嘅人喺困難裏邊仍然好感恩，又知道神掌管一切嘅時候，呢個實在係好奇妙。
That's how you know when you are deeply rooted in Jesus Christ.
这个正是你的根扎得很深的一个很特别的特征。
It's not easy.
一点都不容易。
It does take time.
是需要很长的时间。
It takes a lot of spiritual water and spiritual nutrients.
是需要很多属灵的喂养，属灵生命的活水，还有属灵的营养。
But Jesus, for sure, God will for sure test us in hardship.
神一定会透过逆境来到试炼我们。
And in that moment, we should challenge ourselves, remind ourselves, let us be thankful that God is doing this to us.
在那个时候，我们应该存感恩的心，感谢神看得起我们来到试炼我们。
You might ask me, Justin, why should I be thankful that God is testing me.
或者你会问我点解啊？我生活咁困难，点解我觉得要感谢神嚟到试炼我呢
？A missionary told me something that I will never forget.
曾经有一个宣教士同我讲过一个我永远难忘嘅一句。
He told me that when he was going through the extreme suffering of his life, he went down on his knees and he prayed, "Lord, thank you." For testing me, you're showing me that I am worthy enough of being tested.
佢就会当佢经历困难嘅时候，佢就会跪低同神话：我真系特别感谢你，因为你睇得起我，因为我配得被你试炼。
Don't forget that.
不要忘记。
Let's pray.
我们低头祈祷。
Lord Jesus, we thank you so much.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Certainly none of us are looking forward to being tested.
我们为人当然都不想经历一些苦难。
But we know it will happen.
但是我们知道人生就会有这些事。
We pray that we would develop deep roots in Jesus Christ.
我们祈求的是我们的根扎深在基督里面。
We pray that our character will be more like your son.
我们愿意我们的性格多点似主耶稣。
We pray that as we come to church every week, that we'll want to develop our roots more and more.
我们祈求我们每一个星期回到教会的时候，我们的根会每一个星期更加扎深。
And Father, when the time comes for us to be tested, we pray that we will be firm in our faith and know exactly why you are testing us.
天父，我们但愿我们在困难里面的时候，我们的信心仍然能够坚固，并且深深知道你是特别试炼我们。
We are being tested because you see us worthy enough of being tested.
你试炼我们，造就我们，因为你看我们为贵重，值得你去塑造。
Father, we thank you again.
天父，我们感谢你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督名求。
Amen. Amen.